गिरधारी गोपाल, जय गिरधारी गोपाल। जय प्रभु पदा, जय प्रभु पदा, प्रभु पदा, जय प्रभु पदा। निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभजकाचार्य स्तोत्र शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ताई गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 11 द चाइल्डहुड पास टाइम्स ऑफ श्री कृष्णा टेक्स्ट नंबर 41 एंड 42। कदाचित् यमुना तीरे वस्तांश चारयतोः स्वकैः वयस्यै कृष्णबलयोर् जिघांसुर् दैत्या आगमत। कदाचित् यमुना तीरे वस्तांश्चारयतो स्वकै वयस्यै कृष्णबलयोर् जिघांसु दैत्यमागमत्। कदाचित् यमुना तीरे वस्तांश्चारयतो स्वकै वयस्यै कृष्णबलयोर् जिघांसुर् दैत्य आगमत्। कदाचित् यमुना तीरे वस्तांश्चारयतो स्वकै वयस्यै कृष्णबलयोर् जिघांसु दैत्य आगमत्। कृष्णबलयोर् जिघांसुर् दैत्य आगमत्। कदाचित् यमुना तीरे यतो वयस्यै कृष्णबलयोर् जिघांसुर् दैत्य आगमत्। कदाचित् यमुना तीरे वस्तांश्चारयतो
ladies.
Hare Krishna. Kadachit, sometimes, Yamuna Tire, on the bank of Yamuna, Vatsan, the cows, Charayatoho, when they were tending, Svakai, their own, Vayasyai, with other playmates, Krishna Balayo, both Krishna and Balaram, Jigamsuhu, desiring to kill them. Daityaha, another demon, Agamat, reached there. Translation. One day, while Rama and Krishna along with their playmates were tending the calves on the bank of the river Yamuna, another demon arrived there, desiring to kill them. Text number 42. Tam vatsa rupinam viksham vatsa yuthagatam harihi darshayan bala devaya shanair mugda ivasadat. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead saw that the demon had assumed the form of a calf and have entered among the groups of other calves, he pointed out to Baladev, "Here is another demon." Then he very slowly approached the demon as if he did not understand the demon's intentions. Purport. The import of the word Mugdha Iva is that although Krishna knows everything, here he pretended that he did not understand why the demon had entered among the cows, and he informed Baladev by a sign. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Sha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. One day while Rama and Krishna along with their playmates while tending their cows on the bank of river Yamuna, another demon arrived there desiring to kill them. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead saw the demon had assumed the form of a calf and entered among the groups of other calves, he pointed out to Baladev, "Here is another demon." Then he very slowly approached the demon, as if he did not understand the demon's intentions. So welcome all of you in today's Srimad Bhagavatam class of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And we are discussing about the childhood pastimes of Krishna. And the scenario is that Shukadeva Goswami is narrating this wonderful pastimes of Krishna to Parikshit Maharaj, and it is almost the last day, just before the day, and the end of the previous day of the last day. And the scenario is such that after hearing 9 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, still Parikshit Maharaj is more and more and more enthusiastic. A very wonderful quality which is appreciated by Shukadeva Goswami again and again during the Bhagavatam. That as time is passing, instead of getting tired, you are getting more and more enthused. And I am greatly encouraged by that, Shukadeva Maharaj is telling Parikshit Maharaj. That is the power of Krishna Katha. That when Krishna Katha is accepted in a very pure, selfless way in the heart, then what happens is all the laziness, all tiredness, all physical bondage, all mental bondage, material bondage vanishes. And just spiritual energy just multiplies and multiplies and is available to you. The chaitanya that is there in the soul gets magnified, multiplied like anything. The soul gets nourished completely. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam has to be heard with pure consciousness. Pure consciousness means there is no material motivation that I will become prosperous or I will become famous or I will get wealth or I will do this. May not be always monetarily, but there are many other subtle gains that we think that we will get. My miseries will get over, you know. These are, and this may be the benefits of Bhagavatam, and that will come as it has to come. But what Srimad Bhagavatam is intended to do with us is to completely nourish and enrich our soul with the love and attachment to Sri Krishna. Uddhav also asked Sri Krishna, what will happen to you, the world, when you will return back home, back to Godhead. So Sri Krishna said that Srimad Bhagavatam will replace me. Srimad Bhagavatam will be my personal presence in the material world as long as the time exists. And whoever takes shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, they will experience my person and my personal presence all the time, whenever they will approach. So that kind of pure consciousness Maharaj Parikshit had, that is why he was able to relish Sri Krishna completely. Even the queens of Krishna who went to Kusum Sarovar met Uddhav, and Uddhav narrated Srimad Bhagavatam. They were all lamenting for Sri Krishna because he had left the material world. He's finished his pastimes and has gone back home. And they were lamenting for not having Krishna, in separation from Krishna. But when Uddhav, with pure heart, narrated Srimad Bhagavatam for 30 days, they also heard Srimad Bhagavatam with pure heart for 30 days, and actually immediately at the beginning of Bhagavatam only, all their misery of separation went away. It was also divine misery, it's not like material misery, but even that, feelings of separation and pain that they had, vanished. And actually they became blissful, and actually they experienced the personality of Godhead through the narrations of Srimad Bhagavatam, and went back to Godhead at the end of the Bhagavatam. So this is the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. And as per the pastime is concerned, Sri Krishna appeared in Gokul. From Mathura he came to Gokul. Then he performed his childhood pastimes. He crawled in the courtyard. And then he killed Putana. He killed Chakatasura. He killed Trinavrata. Then Yamalarjun trees, they were delivered, and demigods Nalakuver, Manigriv, they were delivered back to their own place. So then the Brajavasis discussed that it is a very difficult place to live. Again and again the demons are coming. Kamsa is sending more and more demons. Life is very difficult over here. Every moment they were not bothered about their own safety. They were thinking that our Krishna is in danger. Constantly something is happening to him. So let us move from this place. So they had a meeting, and then they ceremoniously, beautifully, gorgeously, enjoying the beautiful atmosphere of Vrindavan, they left Gokul, halted at Chatikara, they put their tents there. Vrishbhanu Maharaj put his tent near Radhakund, and that is the village called Vasati. Near Vasati is near Mukharai village, about a kilometer from Radhakund. And there was huge tents, that means the whole kingdom was established as tent, you know, halt in between. And today Chatikara is about 28-30 kilometers from Vasati village. But it is explained in scriptures that their tents were just touching one another. You can imagine from Chatikara onwards all the way to Radhakund, Nanda Maharaj's tent was there. And then beyond that there was tent touching the Nanda Maharaj's tent, Vrishabhanu Maharaj's tent were there. And from there they again packed up everything and reached Nandagaon and settled down there. So my research did not tell me exactly at what point of time the calves, the baby calves, were given to Krishna for herding. But logically it is very clear that the cows were not given to Krishna when he was in Gokul. The baby cows were handed over to Krishna for playful pastimes and for herding them after he reached Nandagaon. And this is called as Vatsapal Leela. Another very significant point which Bhakti Rasamrut Maharaja one mentioned from Gopal Champu, that when all the children of Braj Bhumi were growing, they were all growing by the time calculation of this particular Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga of this particular world. But Krishna was growing with the calculation of 1.5 times than the growth of others. So actually when he became 3.5 years, he actually became 5 years. Others were all 3.5 years, his contemporaries. Vayasya, it is mentioned here. Samma Vayaska. All of them were growing by 1:1 proportion. And Krishna was growing by 1:1.5 proportion. So when he was actually 3.5 years old, he was 5 year old. At that time the big cows were given to him on the day of Gopastami. But much before that, when he reached Gokul, the baby cows were given to him. And what was the rule? That whenever Krishna would herd the baby cows, Krishna Balaram both would go together. And the rule was that Nanda Baba or Yashoda or any senior gopi, they will climb Nanda Bhavan to the topmost point. And from that point, whichever direction, all the 4-8 directions on the horizontal level, they should be able to see him wherever he is. He cannot cross beyond their range of vision, which will reach. So that safety is maintained, you know. That is Vatsapal Leela, when Krishna was herding the Vatsa, the baby cows. So in that process, Krishna would go very nearby. Today we can say that, you know, the Khadirvan is about 14 kilometers from Nandagaon. And this side, Bhatan and Koshi is very far. So he didn't go to Koshi in Vatsapal Leela. But on this side, Kamyavan also is very far. So he didn't go to Kamyavan also during Vatsapal Leela. So it's a very small border of about 14, 15, 20 kilometers. Today geographically it is 14, 20 kilometers. But maybe by the divine calculation, you know, Braj Bhumi is like a lotus flower. You know, it can blossom and it can go far. It can come closer by the divine will of Krishna and becomes very close also. But anyways, whichever divine way it must have occurred, the rule was that Yashoda Mai should be able to see him at any time of the day. From wherever he is standing, he should be visible. That was the limit that they could go. And they didn't go beyond that. And what was the unique feature of this Vatsapal Leela? That every day they would eat something and go, carry something with them to eat on the way. And every day still a gopi or mini gopis together will leave with chak. Chak means afternoon meal. And they will see from the top and then they will leave to that direction wherever they are playing, deliver them. In fact, it is mentioned that the ladies would just get mesmerized when they would actually see Krishna playing in the pasture with baby cows and stand there stunned for a long time, then come to the senses and then deliver the prasadam to the babies, Krishna, Balaram and cowherd boys. And then they would sit down, and even Jamuna would be flowing that time at the near Nandagaon and Barsana also. Actually speaking, Nandagaon, Barsana, Govardhan and today's Vrindavan is all actually Vrindavan. Technically speaking, it's all Vrindavan. Geographically and today legally it may be different Pargana, Nandagaon different, Barsana different, 50 kilometers from actual Vrindavan township today. But Vrindavan, the forest which was dear to Krishna, is actually including Govardhan, Nandgaon, Barsana, and many other things on the way. And that is why even Jamuna would flow there close by. But Jamuna was very close to Gokul and very close to today's Vrindavan also. And it is also mentioned when Bakasur was killed, one scripture mentions that he was killed at the bank of one sarovar called Madhav Sarovar. In other scriptures also it is mentioned in the bank of Jamuna. And bank of Jamuna means in Vatsapal Leela, that means near Nandgaon. Pretty logically we can understand. So, so one day after reaching back to Nandgaon, when we are given charge of the baby cows, one day Krishna was playing at the bank of Jamuna. And suddenly they saw that one calf has entered in their herd of cows, calves. Now the very significant point noted over here is that Krishna and Balaram would know each and every calf. The calf which they carried themselves individually and the calves which the other boys carried with them. So when they will leave in the morning, it's not that they are just living in a transcendental mood and they don't know who is coming from behind. It's not like that. It's complete awareness, complete cognizance out of, not intelligence, out of love. Every single soul who is going to accompany me today, they are aware of all the cowherd boys, all the baby cows that each cowherd boy is carrying. And you know how many were they were carrying? I mean, crores of cows they were carrying. It's not that few hundreds and few tens and few hundreds and few thousands. They were carrying millions of cows, baby cows. But still, each and every cow, calf was known to Krishna and Balaram. So how did they identify that this demon calf has come in? Because they noticed that this calf has not come in the morning with us. It's a very wonderful point. Now, the little story behind that is, Kamsa got puzzled. Because when he sent the next demon, he didn't find anybody there in Gokul. Nobody was there. So news went back, there is nobody in Gokul. Everybody is just vacant now. So the spies went further ahead. And they found out that they have moved many, many kilometers ahead. And they have gone back to Nandgaon and Barsana. So that time, the spies tell that it seems it is the same child that Vasudev had hidden and delivered in hiding way to Nanda. The same child had been taken by them to Nandgaon now. This was told by Durga Devi to me, that he is somewhere nearby only. Your call has been taken, already taken birth. So Kamsa says, he killed the mighty Putana. Putana, nobody could contest with her. Although she was a woman, she was so powerful that even the other male demons, horrible demons which having siddhis, would not dare to fight with Putana. Actually, even Kansa, when he was doing Digvijay, he also came across Putana. Because when he defeated Bakasura, he defeated Pralamba, he defeated Agasura, Putana came. But Kamsa said that you are a woman, so you become my sister. Why to fight? He made a truce with her. This is given in the Garga Sanhita. But the Putana was very powerful. She would sit in the blade of grass, chant one mantra and make it into aeroplane and fly sitting on that from place to place. So he says that this particular boy is so powerful that he's killed Putana also. And I am very much fearful even thinking about this boy. What to do? Please tell me. What does he like? What does he do? So the demon said that he likes butter very much. And he also likes calves very much. He is always playing with calves nowadays. The baby cows are always around him. Most of the day he is with the baby cows. Little before that he was playing with the cows in the cow shed. Now he is taking them out also. So he said, okay, you go now. Send Vatsasura. Vatsasura has caused great disturbance to Indra. He is very, very powerful. Now, Indra is not an ordinary personality. But this Vatsasura has caused disturbance to Indra also. So might as well use him now to destroy this boy. So he orders for him and Vatsasura comes. What is the order, my lord? Kamsa says, go to Nandgaon. Become a calf and destroy Krishna. So that's how Vatsasura came. And the difference was, you know, Krishna's cows are so sweet, you know. And plus, you know, when the cows are anyway sweet animals, very, very loving and very sober and very sattvic, you know, very emanate mode of goodness. Even scriptures mention that cows are in the mode of goodness. And these are divine cows, in the divine mode of goodness. And you can imagine the baby cows, how sweet they must be. Huh? The cows, the grown-up cows are so sweet. The baby cows were playful, were mischievous, were running with tail raised, running around with Krishna. So sweet they are. So, though this cow, Vatsasura who came, was having not very sattvic mode on his face. How did they identify? First of all, he didn't come in the morning, he was a different one. But he had a very ferocious, angry look on his face. And the, you know, when the company of calves are there around, all the calves are very happy. When you are with your fellow calves, you know, they all come with you in the morning, they know each other, they're very happy, playfully. But as soon as this particular calf came, all the calves become very disturbed. They become very, you know, their face became with anxiety, and they started looking here and there in anxiety, looking at Krishna. That's how they looked at him. Who's this? And then Balram was told by Krishna, told Balramji, "Hey brother, hey Dauji, can you see? This is in a place called Vatsakridan, huh? There's a one place like Helland one place called Vatsakridan at the bank of Jamuna. Specifically mentioned, that's why I mentioned to you that Jamunaji was flowing there. At the Yamuna Pulina, the bank of Jamuna, there were abundant tall grasses in the fields. Taking shelter of this abundant tall grasses, this demon came in." You know, tall grasses means they cover you also, cover Krishna and Balram also. So it's not very easily noticeable who is there and who is not there. But still Krishna was aware of everything. And it is mentioned in Bhagavatam that Krishna acted as if he doesn't know anything. He acted as if he don't know who is the demon. So he is talking to Balram and saying, when he saw that agitation among all the calves, he told, took Balram to seclusion, a little bit away, not to just cause more anxiety by discussing in front of them. He said, "Dauji, have you seen? There is some calf which has not come with us in the morning, has come in this herd of cows." Balaramji said, "No, brother." Krishna said, "Please see very carefully. Look at that calf very carefully." Balaramji said, "Yes, yes. This calf looks very ferocious, looks very angry. Looks like staring at you and me and the cows very angrily with some different motivation." Krishna said, "Dauji is a demon. He is not amongst the cows." Balaramji said, "Yes, yes. It is looking at all of us and all the baby cows with cruel glance." So Krishna said, "Well, Dauji, if you permit me, I can kill him." So Balaramji said, No. It will become a gossip in the township. When they'll go back, everybody will make a gossip and make a big hue and cry about it. You killed a calf and everything. Don't do that." So Krishna said, No. Once I kill the demon and its true nature is manifested, then nobody will gossip." So Balaram said, Okay. Go very slowly, incognito, and approach from behind and do your job in a very confidential way." So what Krishna did, you know, it's not like just come out from the seclusion, go inside and kill the demon. It's not like that. What Krishna did, he made a very beautiful stuttering sound. Stuttering sound means these sounds are made to call the calves and cows. Various different sounds. If you have seen in Vrindavan, when the elderly old Vrijvasis are herding cows, they make various sounds. And those sounds, the buffaloes and the bakris and all the cows, they respond. And they change the direction, they come this side, that side. So Krishna is the best of all cowherd boy, you know. So he made very beautiful sounds and got all the calves together, close to him. And what do the calves do when they come close to Krishna? They raise their necks immediately. Krishna actually played flute, he danced and he sang beautiful songs to spread happiness all around. Because he knew that there was a little anxiety and agitation amongst the calves. So he sang beautifully, danced and made the beautiful sounds and called them. All the cows came together and they raised their necks, and very eagerly Krishna scratched everybody's hanging skins, folds under the neck. This is a very beautiful activity. Even you must have seen His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, whenever cows, he comes close to cow, he starts scratching their skin folds under the neck. So all the cows very eagerly were coming close to enjoy the beautiful divine touch of Lord Sri Krishna through his lotus hands. And Krishna was nicely scratching them. And showing very affectionate nature, Krishna was doing this activity and taking benefit of that, even Vatsasur came in the same place and raised his neck. And Krishna scratched him also. As if, you know, to make him feel that nothing I know, everybody is like same, you also like the one of them, and you can very successfully attack me without considering me, I am totally ignorant about your presence. And while he was doing that, suddenly with left hand he lifted him with two legs. Especially left hand, right hand scratching, and left hand he raised his two legs, whirled him around nicely, and is explained that in whirling only he lost his life. And he smashed him on the ground. Everybody said, Jai Ho, Jai Ho. Then Krishna didn't stop there. He lifted him again by left hand with two hind legs and threw him very forcefully on the Kapitha trees. Kapitha trees are bale trees. You know, bale hota na. So Shivji, we offer the three leaves to Shivji. The Vatsakirtan forest was filled with bale trees. And Krishna lifted this calf and threw him on the Kapitha tree, bale tree. And with that banging of Vatsasur on the Kapitha tree, one tree fell down on another tree and many, many trees fell down and many sweet fruits of bale were available to the cowherd boys to enjoy. And Krishna was very happy, all the cowherd boys were very happy, all the demons gathered in the sky and they started throwing flowers and they were very happy, they were also laughing, so also a sound of laughter in the skies. So laughter mixed with dundubis and berries with the demigods were playing. And they showered flowers. The demon lost all his powers and died, of course, when Krishna smashed him. And everybody enjoyed the sweet bale fruits. Now, Krishna told everybody that when you will go home, Krishna Balaram both told them, do not discuss this with anybody. But the cowherd boys, first of all, they also enjoyed that Krishna killed the calf demon. And then they came and told him, now you are contaminated because you have killed the calf. Huh? So cowherd boys accused Krishna that I will not play with you. So he said, what should I do with you? Because you know in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also it is mentioned that Krishna cannot tolerate such kind of statements. When the cowherd boys will tell him that we will not take you in our play or you cannot meet us, or gopis tell that we will not talk to you. These are like very dangerous and very painful statements to Krishna. He cannot just tolerate when Mother Yashoda is calling him to come back home to take lunch. Baba is waiting. He is absorbed in play. And Yashoda shouts at him, are you like a street boy? And then immediately he wakes up from the absorption. And then, okay, I will go. And when they go, he starts going. Cowherd boys say, oh, at the last moment of losing the game, you are leaving. It's a very good idea of you are taking from the mother's reason. So he again goes back because he cannot imagine that tomorrow will not take you for playing if you go now. So he goes to mother, again goes to the cowherd boys to play. This is in Nandagaon. So when cowherd boys are telling that we will not play with you and because you are contaminated, Krishna is pleading to them, please tell me what should I do? He said, you have to take bath in all the holy rivers and holy tirthas. So Krishna says, why should I go out of holy Vrindavan? I will call the holy tirthas over here. So he took his flute. He dug the ground and he made a beautiful well. And in that well, in front of the eyes of everybody, all the tirthas, all the holy places entered. And the well filled with water. And Krishna jumped in the well, took bath and came out very happily. He said, here I have taken bath in all the holy places and tirthas and the rivers. So that is called as, what is that place called? Anybody remembers? Venukoop. This is the place Venukoop. And this is near Bhandirvan actually. So Venukoop, Krishna killed the calf and then Venukoop was made. The glory of this Venukoop is that on the dark moon night, on any Monday, when it comes called as Somavati Amavasya, on Somavati Amavasya, milk comes from this well and the well overfloods on its own. And thousands and lakhs of Brijvasis come there to take bath on this occasion, on Somavati Amavasya. And it is also mentioned, if a lady who doesn't have child, she comes and takes bath in the water from the well on Somavati Amavasya, she gets a son. This is the local Brajbasi oral tradition. Now, this story has been narrated by also Narad Muni to King Bahulashva, as explained in Garga Sahita. And the story behind it is that Bahulashva is asking how this particular demon, when he was killed, he achieved body of Krishna, because the jyoti of his body entered the body of Krishna. So Narad Muni is explaining, there was a great demon called Mura. Everybody knows Krishna's name is Murari. This great demon had a son called Pramila, and Pramila was so powerful that he had conquered all the demigods and ruled them, ruled the kingdom of all demigods a long time. And out of his pride, one day he went to Vasishtha Muni's ashram in a disguise of a Brahmin, because he had heard that Vasishtha Muni has a cow called Nandini, Kamadhenu, and she provides tons and tons of ghee and tons of all the provisions and everything that you require, she provides. Including at times soldiers and warriors, everybody is provided by her. The story of Vishwamitra Muni also you must have heard. So to capture this cow, he came as a Brahmin. And as a Brahmin, he was begging for charity of this cow to Vasishtha Muni. Vasishtha Muni is Trikaladarshi. So he understood that he is a demon. He comes in a disguise of a Brahmin. So he remained silent. Instead of retaliating or talking, he just remained silent. Seeing Vasishtha Muni remaining silent, Nandini Kamadhenu herself spoke to the demon. Oh, you demon, you rascal. You have come in the form of a Brahmin to steal the cow of my master. I mean, to myself. I curse you that you will become a calf. And immediately, the proud, beautiful looking, handsome Pramilasur became a small calf. All his pride got smashed. So he became very humble. And he fell at the feet of Kamadhenu and Vasishtha Muni and said, please forgive me. I made an offense. I desired something which I shouldn't have desired. And this is a result of that. Please forgive me and give me some concession. Vasishtha Muni still kept quiet. And Nandini said, yes, I give concession to you. When at the end of Dwapar Yuga of Vaivasvata Manu, when Sri Krishna will appear and will play with his calves, at that time, when you will enter the jhund of the calves, Krishna will deliver you. So, Vasishtha, when this ushap was given, at that time, Pramila Sura, who had become now calf, he circumambulated Vasishtha Muni and Nandini cow and left from there and waited for long times till Krishna appeared on the earth. So Anandindavan Champu says that Krishna gave Vatsasur Brahman realization. And Garga Samhita explains that Vatsasur entered the body of Krishna. Ultimately it is same. He merged in the existence of Krishna. And Brahma, Shiva and other demigods appreciated, and they came down personally to congratulate Krishna when he killed Vatsasura. And of course the demigods did Pushpa Vrishti. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur in Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he explains the anartha represented by Vatsasura. Vatsasura is representing bad activities, illegitimate activities done out of greed under the influence of others. Meaning, we have our conscience, we have our knowledge, but sometimes others come and mesmerize us. By their kusangati, by their bad association, they convince us to do wrong things. And we do get influenced by them and perform those wrong activities. So Vatsasura represents that, and Krishna personally destroys such kind of anartha. If we take shelter of Krishna, then we can get rid of this particular tendency of listening to bad counsel of others, and that too, after listening, to follow them. That means how Krishna will kill this demon? Krishna will give us that divine sad asada vivek buddhi, by which we can, when we receive such counsel, we'll come to know that this is not correct. This is not according to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Although it appears very spiritual and very, you know, religious or whatever, or good and nice for me, and looks to be very favorable for my welfare, still the sadasad vivek buddhi which Krishna will give you by taking shelter of him will tell you that this is not the thing which is bona fide, and you will have the potency to reject the idea given by the bad counsel. Sometimes we are so obliged that the bad counsel given by a very good friend of yours, So we have a great difficulty to say no and not to execute the counsel given by the so-called friend. So such counsel may come with good friend also. Not necessarily only bad people will give counsel. Others, basically others. So the process of Krishna consciousness, such a wonderful process, that when we take shelter of Sri Krishna under the shelter of Guru Maharaj by chanting the holy names of Krishna, we develop this intelligence. And thus Krishna will save us from the demon of Vastasur, which will make us greedy, which will make us take counsel of others and perform wrong activities, bad activities. Hare Krishna. So thus ends the beautiful pastime of Vatsasura, and thus Krishna, after killing Vatsasura, continued to enjoy with the cowherd boys. And what happened was, as soon as they went back home, it is explained by Gopa Jiva Goswami that the Brijvasi boys, well, they were so excited that they, you know, what happens is when they go home, they all are received by their respective mothers, and even Rohini and Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, everybody comes down the mountain and they receive everybody, and there's a very big ceremony. All the mothers, along with Rohini and Yashoda, they receive their respective children and they all run and jump in their arms, you know. This day, they did not jump in their arms. They were very eager to tell the story what happened today. Irrespective of Krishna's warning, don't tell, it will disturb them. Still they, first thing they narrated all the story, how Krishna killed Vatsasura. This is what is explained by Jiva Goswami. They said that, my dear mother and father, today Krishna sent Vatsasura to Yamlok without even fighting with him, without any efforts. Effortlessly he killed him. That's what they explained to their mothers and fathers. So, Vatsasur Uddharak Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki Jai Ho. Today also we have little time. Today also is beginning of Adhik Mass, Purushottam Mass. We don't have so much time to describe the glories of Adhik Mass in a descriptive, in a long way. Nonetheless, in given time we will describe the glories and the significance for all of us, what we can do and how do we receive the Adhik Mass. Technically speaking, we follow lunar calendar, you know, and there's something called as solar calendar also. In the places like Tamil Nadu, Assam and northern districts, they follow solar calendar. That means solar calendar is of 31 or 30 months, and hardly a difference of 30-31 days. And lunar calendar is of 29.5 days. Sorry, 27.5 days, if I am right, which means 29.5 days, which means the year formed by lunar understanding is made of 354 days, and the solar cycle is 365 point something days, basically 365 days. So there is 11 days gap in every year. So thus approximately, it's not exactly, but approximately around 2.5 to 3 years, once in the cycle of 2.5 to 3 months, 3 years, 1 month is added, 11 into 3, so you can say 30 days, they will be formed in Vasishtha Siddhanta, the horoscopic understanding given by Vasishtha Muni himself, which is very bona fide, which says that in every 32 months and 16 days, one Adhik Mass comes, of 30 days. So this every month, also has some tithis, you know, this is technical understanding. There's something called as Lopa Tithi, that means the tithi gets kshay, that means gets destroyed. Sometimes, you know, on Ekadashi day, there's also Dashami and also Ekadashi. Sometimes on the Ekadashi, there is Ekadashi and Dwadashi also. Ekadashi ends on a particular time in the day and Dwadashi starts. The next tithi starts on the same day. Two tithis fall on the same day. That is called kshay tithi. So instead of 2 days, 1 day only is there. Such kshay tithis also get accumulated. And once in 3 years, they become 30 days and they form Adhik Mass. Now, each month also is a personality. Actually, a female personality. Devi. So, when this Adhik Mass appeared, it was not adopted by any demigod or any demigoddess. Each and every month is adopted by one demigod, one devata. And under the auspices of the demigod as a husband of the Devi, lot of rituals are performed for auspiciousness and for greeting many good things, arriving to Swargaloka and many things. So Adhik Mass was not adopted by anybody. In fact, Adhik Mass was rejected by everybody. Why? Because in Adhik Mass, the sun doesn't enter any Rashi. You must have read in the calendar, sun enters Leo, sun enters this, sun enters that, in Makar Sankranti sun enters this. So there is a called Sankranti. Sun enters in a particular Rashi, Brihaspati enters, sun enters. But in this month, sun does not enter in any Rashi. So in this month, not a single activity done karmically is benefited by the time, power of time. So all the demigods, all sages, all the karmakandis, all the siddhas or yogas, they rejected this month. Because this month is no good for giving any fruits. From the karmakanda point of view, not from devotional point of view. Please understand very carefully. So that is why in this month there is no inaugurations, there is no marriages, there is no namakaran vidhi, there is no grah pravesh, there is no yajna karma performed. But from karmical point of view, karmakanda point of view, there is no benefit received in this month by doing all these activities. So all the demigods, sages, rishis rejected this month as Mallamas, as a month like Mala, that is stool, untouchable. So this Devi of this month got very upset. She said, what is the purpose of my life? I want to die. So she went to Vishnu. First she went to Brahma. Brahma took her to Vishnu. It is explained that Brahma also rejected this month. Later on Brahma was explained by Lord Krishna about the glories of this month. So then Brahma also, with all demigods, started respecting and following this month. So then she went to Vishnu, and Vishnu, she cried and said, my life is worthless. I don't want to live. So he said, don't worry. The solution of your problem lies with Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Golokeshwara. So he took her personally to Goloka. And she was lamenting. When she saw the effulgence of Goloka, she was pacified. But still, she kept on crying. And Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, gave darshan to the Devi Adhik Mass. And he said, what is the reason of crying in Golok Vrindavan? Where is Golok Vrindavan? So then Vishnu, Janardhan Vishnu, explained Krishna the reason behind the lamentation of this particular month. So Krishna immediately adopted this month. He said, I will become husband of this month personally. And I will bestow all the spiritual benefits to this month. The karmakandis and the other materialistic, ritualistic people may not accept this month, but they should know, anything done during this month, I bless this month by this benediction, that anything done spiritually in this month will yield freedom from all reactions of sinful activities and will yield Golok Dham, my own abode. That's what Krishna described. He said, Atan Masadi Pashaham Mayai Vayam Pratishtita. I established this fact that she will be non-different than me. I will give my name to her. She will be called not as Adhik Mass, Mala Mass, she will be called as Purushottam Mass. And she will become as supreme as myself. And whoever has done any austerities, any punya karmas, any spiritual activities in any other months like Chaitra, Vaishak, Magh and Kartika, even much, much more than that, benefits will be derived by doing spiritual activities in this month. And he said, Mayai Vayam Pratishtitaha Purushottameti Mannama. My name I will give. Tadapya Asmai Samarpitam. I offer my name and she will be that way benefited by my attachment. So she was very happy. And Sri Krishna said, whoever performs Sankirtana, Satkarmas, good deed in this month, their misery will be eradicated by Satkarmas. Purushottam Mass will totally eradicate Punarjanma. The cycle of birth and death. Lord Father said, those people who will sing, chant the holy name and sing the holy names, glorify the Supreme Lord, pray to the Lord, that is to Himself, and perform fast to please the Lord, not just for austerity's sake, in the month of Purushottama, will be specially blessed and will get maximum recognition by me. And it is explained that attainment of Supreme Personality Godhead's Supreme Abode is very easy by following Purushottam Mass Vrata. We will explain to you what is the meaning of Purushottam Mass Vrata. There is also a small story in which Krishna, when Pandavas were in the forest, they lost their kingdoms and they were in the forest. One time in the forest life, they were in Kamyavan. There is a place called Pandav Kunda there, or Yudhishthir Kunda, where actually they lived in Kamyavan. And that is the place where Krishna came to meet them. And seeing the miserable condition, Krishna was very upset. It is explained that in Padma Puran that Krishna was so angry looking at their miserable condition that he wanted to destroy the whole universe. Then Yudhishthira actually pacified him. This is all Leela, of course. Krishna doesn't have to be pacified by his devotee. But to show the love for his devotee, Krishna performed this particular activity of getting angry, that how much he is intolerable to the misery of his devotee, done, caused by somebody else. So then Krishna explained Parvati, Draupadi and all the Pandavas the glories of this mass, Purushottam mass. And he said, Purushottam mass is approaching very soon. And he described that without fail this time, you perform this Purushottam Vrata and all your miseries will end. You will regain your fame in kingdom and the end of your life will come back to my spiritual abode. So, also Krishna thanked Janardhan Vishnu for having brought this Adhikmas lady to him and thus blessed the whole world by the benefit of Purushottam Vrata. Purushottam Krishna said, O Janardhana, now that she has imbued my qualities, I myself will become her husband and protector of Purushottam month. And being equal to me, this month will be master of all other months. Now this month will become worshipable by one and all. Everyone should pay their obeisances to her. Everyone should respect her. This month is equally powerful as me to give any type of benediction to its observer. The worshipper of this month will be able to burn all the past sinful reactions. And after enjoying a blissful life in material realm, he will enter Golok Vrindavan. This is Krishna himself is talking to Janardhan Vishnu. O Garud Bhaja, O Janardana, my Golok is unattainable by the performance of austerities, by performance of pious activities, by people who perform celibacy, observe celibacy, and those who fast for whole life's duration, even they will not attain my kingdom. But just by observing Purushottam month and the Vrata during this month and becoming a devotee of mine, one can easily cross over the material ocean and return back home, back to Godhead. Observance of this month, Purushottama, is best of all austerities. That means also following this Vrata is also one of the best austerities. Why? Because it pleases Krishna directly. It also said, intelligent men who practice devotional service towards Supreme Lord in this Purushottam month will enjoy blissful life in this world and enter kingdom of God at the end of life. And also it is mentioned, unfortunate, ignorant men who do not perform any japa, do not give any charity, do not pay any attention or respect to this month, and do not behave properly to brahmanas, make enmity with others and blaspheme Purushottam month, do not keep faith in the Purushottam, show callous approach to this month, take it very lightly or ignore it, and do not follow any vrata, such people will be fit candidate for entering hell. How can a person make his life successful unless he performs devotional service in this month? A person who is fully engaged in sense gratification and doesn't have any attraction for Purushottam month is a fit candidate to go to hell. Now, having explained in brief all these things, let us understand how to follow this month. What are we practically supposed to do? We are not Karmakandis. We are not here to follow Adhikmas to get material benefits or attainment of Swarga. All these vratas basically which are described in Karmakanda, basic aim is to attain Swargaloka and enjoy sense gratification with devatas. But our purpose of following Purushottam month is not, even a tinge should not be there to attain any material benefit while we are in this world or while we are ending our life. So what are the process Krishna explains? Worshipping me, that is Sri Krishna, by chanting my holy name. Study of Srimad Bhagavatam, specifically it is mentioned, the chapter of Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, Brahma Stuti chapter, where Brahma is glorifying. And reciting Bhagavad Gita, particularly chapter 15. And giving in charity, offering a ghee lamp to Sri Krishna every day, offering tulsi, and taking bath in a holy river, and residing in a holy place. So pilgrimage is supposed to be very powerful in this month. If one takes bath in a holy place in the holy river in this month, it is explained that if you take 12,000 times bath during Kumbh Mela, Simhastha Kumbh Mela, when Brihaspati enters Leo and there is Kumbh Mela in Nasik, whatever benefit you get, which is like hundreds of Ashwamedha Yajnas, anyway, forget about that, 12,000 times you take bath in that is equal to one bath in one time in these 30 days. Even if you take one bath. If you take every day, if you reside in the holy place like Vrindavan or Nasik or any other holy place where holy livers flow, it is most auspicious. And all the sinful activities will get wiped off. Also, it is explained that if you perform this, you will get a very good fame and opulence in this particular month. But we are not interested in that. Our interest is to please Supreme Personality of Godhead. His Holiness Mahanidhi Maharaj has explained how to observe this month. He has given some notes in the previous Adhik Mass, which came 3 years back. Before that, I will read what Krishna has said further. An intelligent person should engage himself in hearing Krishna Katha from a pure soul in this month. So hearing has been given utmost importance in this month. Whether you hear the holy name when we chant, or whether you hear from Krishna Katha, from holy scriptures, from the mouth of pure sincere soul. In this way, one should always meditate on Krishna and discuss his pastimes with other devotees. He should take rest thinking of Lord Krishna within his heart. If one is a grihastha, he should perform his household duties in a very truthful and peaceful way during this month. He should not commit violence to any other people, any animal, any people, human beings, or any other devotees also. Devotees, normal people, and animals also. One should not commit any violence in this month. Be truthful in speech, be merciful, be non-violent, and thus serve the Vaishnavas by very various pleasing ways, by giving them donations of Srimad Bhagavatam. The best is explained that one should donate scriptures to the devotees. One should feed Brahmanas and the pure devotees and the sincere devotees of the Lord in this month. Then the actual practical ways how to follow the breath is mentioned here by Mahanidhi Maharaj. So one should rise in Brahma Muhurta, which is technically 1 hour before sunrise. But the Pratham Prahara, 3 to 6 in the morning, is the best time to wake up, any time convenient. But definitely 1 hour before sunrise. One should chant the holy name in great attention and take a vow of remaining truthful. Do not blaspheme any devotees during this month. Or do not blaspheme Shastra or a Brahmin. Do not hurt any cow during the Purushottam Vrata. One should take vows of chanting more number of rounds, which could be 25, 32, whatever is possible. One should not become fanatic. Fanaticism is not allowed in any particular activity which we do. Should become practical, because we should not give up our services. Within the given range of services and lifestyle that we have, we should sacrifice our sleep, our food, and accept some extra vows in this month. Which means, it is explained the best is possible, which doesn't disturb your services. You can eat once a day, whichever is suitable to you. Or you can keep fast in such a way that take one meal a day and eat fruits in other times of day. Or eat all kinds of food and chant Hare Krishna nicely. Because our aim is not to become too ritualistic and to become very technical into this. Our devotional fervor should not be lost. Second is Hari Katha, especially Krishna book, chapter dealing with Brajalila and Krishna and gopis should be read regularly. Chaitanya Charitamrita specifically should be read, and Hari Katha should be read. Anyways, the reading is very important. Worshipping Krishna, which is mentioned here very specifically, one should offer ghee lamb to Krishna and offer tulsi leaves to Shaligram or Krishna every single day without fail. Sing bhajans from various bhajans of acharyas regularly in this month. Specific activity, huh? Even Radha Madhav is mentioned very clearly. Must offer ghee lamb every day to Krishna, bathe Krishna, bathe in the holy rivers, fast till noon if possible, and take one meal a day. So this is the simple way of following Purushottam Mass. We are not here to do any ritualistic activity. Our aim is to please the Lord. In fact, one time I asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami, when devotees were taking fabulous vows. Now some people are saying, I will give up ice cream, I will give up cakes, I will give up pizza, and I will give up this. Even children were taking vows, you know, I will not eat chocolates, and I will do this. And there was like an upsurge in the temple of discussing about the Kartik vows. So we asked Radhanath Maharaj, Maharaj, what is your vow? He said, my vow is to chant 16 rounds and follow four regulative principles and do Krishna conscious activities with more attention during this month. That is the best vow actually. We have already taken vow. The vow is completely spiritual. It is not ritualistic vow that we want to go to Swarga Loka. The vows that we have taken, that we will eat prasad every day, we will read scriptures every day, we'll associate with devotees regularly, we'll chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds, follow four regulative principles, visit temple, visit holy places, serve the devotees and serve Krishna. These vows also we are not doing very attentively. It is also better to take a vow in this month that I will do this attentively. And if possible, I will chant 2, 4, 8 rounds extra. And I will sleep maybe half an hour less and do some bhajan during that time by singing bhajans. If possible, I will go to holy place, hear Krishna Katha in the company of devotees, take bath in the holy river. But it's not a hard and fast rule that if you don't take bath in this river, holy river in this month, you will go to hell. It's not like that. You have to understand. And last time I gave a lecture one time long back, I had made myself a mistake by giving more importance to taking bath in the river. But the point is, it is said that if you sit with one of a pure devotee and listen to him attentively, that itself is much, much more than taking bath in Triveni Sangam in the holiest month of Kartik. What is that verse? Gangara parasa hoile. What does that mean? If I hear from you, hear your vani, it is much, much more than taking bath in the river. So if you do that attentively, sincerely with pure heart, it is equal to taking bath in the holy place. But nonetheless, if you are able to go to holy place, do go and take time and take bath. Like Yamuna, Ganga and Saraswati, Godavari. And most important is, keep your conscience free from Vaishnava Aparat. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that there is Yuga Dharma is only two. Chanting Hare Krishna attentively, without deviation and distraction, and not offending my devotees. If even we do this, and we control the urge of criticizing devotees, you know, criticizing the ways they are doing things, criticizing their activities, prevent ourselves from talking and thinking ill about devotees, and chant Hare Krishna with more and more attention, trying to avoid distractions and alasya and audasinya, our work will be successful. And how should we break the fast, break the vrata? It is explained that we should call devotees and feed them. This is for grihasthas. But for brahmacharis and sannyasis, they should offer pushpanjali to the Lord and tulsi leaves to the Lord and bow down to the Lord with great devotion, and thus they will end. But grihasthas specifically are told in this month that they should keep feeding sincere Vaishnavas, not so-called ritualistic Brahmins. The Vaishnava Brahmins who are sincerely dedicated their life to Shastra study, to performing spiritual activities in service to Krishna, who are selfless, who are not greedy, but in pure consciousness, such sincere devotee Brahmanas should be fed with ghee and items made of ghee and sweetmeats like kheer. And please them, give them charity of books, clothes, even shoes, lamp, such kind of things. And at the end of the month also, when the fast of Vrata ends, again call 3, 5, 7, 11, whatever number of Brahmins you can, and please them with your service. Not just food, by your behavior, by your demeanor, by your dandavat pranam, by your sweet words, by pleasing them with your activities. And thus the Vrata will end very successfully, and all the Vratis, by successful following the Purushottam Mas Vrata, and by successful pleasing Krishna, will enter the kingdom of Godhead, Gola Vrindavan, at the end of this life. Hare Krishna. Shri Purushottam Mas Mahatmya Ki Vatsasu Dharak Sri Krishna Bhagavan Ki. I think we are over time. Any questions are there? Any comments? Okay. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.